Adana Costa ran. Adana Costa ran. Adana Costa ran. The member in the office when they came in on the second series and they're all singing that. Comedy gown, isn't it? Yeah, so I've been to Costa for you, Sebastian. I've got you your latte. I'm having a tea. Mmm, lovely tea. Mmm. Ah. And I think I've still upset the barista because he's still writing twat on the side of my cup. Could you tell him? Can you say, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to upset him. It's nice to be back in the old studio, isn't it? Yeah. Is it still the massive dildo in one of the drawers? Yes, I know it's yours. This has got a price tag on it from Ann Summers, I know. Yeah, the monster, yeah. What do you do with it? Oh, God, that, oh, no. You wash it off afterwards, don't you? Oh. You are disgusting. You'll shag anything, won't you? Yeah, everyone thinks I'm the pervy one. It's you, isn't it? Should we start the podcast? Tell me when you start recording. You what? Well, this bit's not going in.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, welcome to the Trifugal Podcast for Westwood One UK. Yes, we're back, baby! It was in UK Radio Network, Radio UK Network UK thing. But now we're back where we used to be in the old days. It's like New Coke and Old Coke, isn't it? They brought out New Coke and everyone went, oh, it's not as good as it used to be. And they brought out Classic Coke and everyone went, oh, it's as good as it ever was. So, we're going back to the old format of having a guest on. This week's guest is Amy Schumacher, and she'll be on later, talking about comedy and stuff and being a comedian. Or comedian. I don't know what they prefer. I mean, ladies prefer. You have to... Pronouns, pal. I think maybe a good description for a comedian should just be funny in person. Let's make that a thing. I've gone on Twitter, just but yeah, Jimmy Carr is a funny man. Well, at the moment, he might be cancelled because of the Holocaust joke. He's done lots of Holocaust jokes, but this one apparently is worse than the others. It's weird, isn't it? It's like, you find this one offensive. I think in his show, he says things that are way more offensive than that. But, it was his turn, wasn't it? Everyone got to have their turn of being cancelled and stuff. Next, it'll be Mr. Tumble, won't it? That's fine. And I dig an old clip out of him in the 2000s doing, I don't know, something offensive. I was going to say what it was, but then I thought maybe it might come true. I don't get Mr. Tumble in trouble. Miles Jupp, maybe. So, Amy Schumer has been in 30 Rock with Tina Fey. Oh, hello. Oh, she's a very sexy lady, didn't she? She played Sarah Palin, didn't she? She's almost as good looking as the porn star one in the M&M video. But I think Sarah Palin isn't as hot as the people that do impressions of her. And Michael Sheen was in it, friend of the show. He was playing Wesley Snipes, because apparently he looks more like a Wesley Snipes than Wesley Snipes does. Which is true. It is true. She was also in Curb Your Enthusiasm. Play the theme tune.
Thank you.
I've really got into Curb Your Enthusiasm in the new series. I went back and tried and watched the old ones, and Larry David has really aged in 20 years. This season, he was trying to make a Netflix show called Young Larry, and I was really rooting for him at the end. And of course, he wasn't going to win. Sorry, spoiler alert if you've not watched it. And Tracy Ullman was in it as well, playing a horrible woman and doing a very good American accent. Seeking Friends for the End of the World? That's a bit like that new film, Don't Look Up, that's out at the moment. But it was with Keira Knightley and Steve Carell, waiting for the end of the world and having a date. And at the end, they don't get together, I don't think. And the world ends. You know, me and my mate just walked out the cinema going, what? Is that that? Is that not like Deep Impact, where they save half the Earth? Or Armageddon, where they got Steve Tyler to come in. And can you sing a song for the astronauts, please? He said, just when you were leaving, oh no, when you were leaving, I don't want to miss a thing. Yeah, that one here. That's Trainwreck, where John Cena takes his clothes off and he's got a muscly bottom. It's a bit weird. Like, wow, you are really more muscly than I thought you would be. I've never thought about John Cena in the nudie before, but he's very. I was almost turned slightly. I was going, bloody hell! Wow, he's got muscles everywhere on everything. You don't see the thing, and don't worry. Inside Amy Schumer. Oh, I wish I was. Oh, what? Sorry, that just came out. I don't mean to say that. This is her comedy show that she did on Comedy Central. And on the Comedy Central is coming up to the 25th anniversary of South Park. I'm going down to South Park, gonna have himself a time.
And the faces everywhere, home and on my name and then.
Going down to South Park, gonna have my name and then.
Home and fucking day or night, man and money,
Kenny Bitt.
Come on, then, South Park, and see some friends of mine.
And she played Mrs. Burns in The Simpsons. Well, I've not watched it for ages. So they've brought in Mr. Burns' wife. I think that reeks of desperation, doesn't it? We can't use a Poe anymore. Or any of the ethnic minority funny characters. Like the Bumblebee man. He's funny because he's foreign. Snatched with her and Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn off of the 80s. Films and stuff. She played Lieutenant Ben or something, wasn't it, in a film? And she was in a film with Susan Sarandon called The Banger Girls, which was on Sky Movies a lot in the mid-2000s. Quite a lot. It's like, you know, any other films to play? Groundhog Day the other week, wasn't it? And they did the same joke they always do. They put it on lots of times. the big joke would be if he did it the day after. But they're not committed to the bit. She did a leather special with his win leather. Sebastian, I've gone. Surname, Sebastian. Surname! Judy Love. Oh, yeah, that's got me back. Oh, yeah, it's definitely gone down now. I Feel Pretty, where a man thinks that she's the most gorgeous person in the world, which I think must be a remake of Shallow Hal, where Jack Black sees a bigger version of Gwyneth Paltrow and likes her. And I don't know what the moral is. I remember it was quite a mean-spirited film. Yes, I've changed, haven't I? I'm more deep than I used to be. And it's like, oh, he's just a one-dimensional character, isn't he? No, I have feelings and stuff. I'm a real boy now. Where is she, Sebastian? She said you'd be here. You'd think, any little break from not doing this anymore, that we'd be more organised, but obviously not. I'll ring her up. Hello, Amy Schumer. Yeah, it's Trevor. Yeah, I'm doing my podcast today. You can't come. Why not? You've been cancelled. Oh, yeah, Jimmy Carr's been cancelled as well. Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? What did you say? Yeah? Yeah? Oh, well, if you do all say that, you will offend people, won't you? Yeah.
What about coming on another different day? Monday. Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday. Friday. Saturday. The week after. 2 weeks from now. A month. 2 months. 6 months. Yeah, you're all booked up. All right. Sorry, I thought you could have come on. We didn't cancel you, did we? You just got cancelled. Yeah. How'd you come up with your funny things? Write them down. Yeah, that is amazing advice. All comedians, if you listen to the Comedians Comedian podcast, they say, write it down is probably a good thing to be funny. Yeah, that's probably where I'm going wrong. Yeah, were you in the room when John Cena got naked? You were, has it got muscles on it? It has. Oh. Have you got a pitch? You didn't take any pictures. Oh, all right. Okay. All right, okay. Well, see you later, Amy Schumer. Bye-bye. She can't come. She's been cancelled. It's just what happens. If you're cancelled, then you're not allowed to do anything anymore. You see? Like Dave Chappelle. He got cancelled. Can't hear anything about him anymore. He's still in there, but he's still on Netflix and he's still getting lots of money. But he's been cancelled. Oh, it's a shame, isn't it? So anyway, this has been the Trevor Fogle Podcast for Westwood One UK. Please subscribe to the podcast. Please buy my t-shirts from trevortees.com. Yeah, please come to the show at the Phoenix tonight if you're listening to this on Friday night before 8 o'clock. If you listen to it after 8 o'clock, it started. Get there now. And then I'm doing a couple of gigs in Canterbury the week after, but I won't mention them yet because you won't remember. So, thank you much for listening, and bollocks to a lot of you! Bye-bye.